Even people who know CPR can freeze out of fear when they have to save their loved ones. Felicia Jackson knows that all too well, and what happened to her prompted her to create CPR Wrap, a disposable template that lays across a victim's chest and provides step-by-step instructions in CPR to any responder. Felicia dropped by Scenic Roots. Felicia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me how you came up with the idea for CPR Wrap.
Right. So my story goes back about 16 years ago. My family was on a ride, just enjoying the day. And I have three children, married. And I happened to look back in the back of my seat because I call myself a helicopter mom. So I all the time just watching my children. But this particular time, my two-year-old son was choking. It looked like he was in distress. So I screamed to my husband to pull over to the side of the road, and we both jump out. My husband immediately grabs him out of his car seat, hands him to me. I freeze. I'm CPR certified, and I work in a hospital, so I should have known what to do.
But you're also the mother.
Yeah, I'm also a mom. Yeah, so my mom brain kicked in, whatever that is, but I just saw my son dying, in a sense, and I couldn't do anything about that. So my husband saw that I was freezing up, and he took our son and saved his life. And from there, I thought, well, after I read up on my CPR training, I got retrained for that, of course. But then I thought, if something like this could happen to me, a medical professional, what about the non-medical people that don't have a clue about what to do? And so I invented CPR Wrap.
And then describe how it works.
So CPR Wrap is a disposable all-in-one template that has a one-way valve mouth barrier for rescue breathing. It has visual hand placements that shows you exactly where to do your compressions and simple four-step instructions that lets you know how to perform CPR. And so you have that full-over barrier from mouth to torso, and it just takes away the what-ifs. It's very simple. A child could actually use the wrap.
And how large is this to carry around until when you may need to use it?
So the packet is totally compact. That was one of the main things that I wanted. It's small enough to fit in a purse. I mean, it's 3x5. It's a few inches width and length. You can put it on a carabiner, put it on a bag, put it next to a phone. It can actually fit inside a first aid kit.
How many years has it been around now?
We're at our fourth year now. Yeah, so we've been around for 4 years. We really started selling the product and really getting it out there for maybe 2.5 years. Once I was able to rebrand and really focus on who I needed to get the wrap in the hands of.
And who are you getting it in the hands of?
We have partnered with hospitals, school systems, CPR training facilities, which is really big because they already train the people who we're looking for. And so once they get their certification, they give them a CPR wrap, which is amazing. Hospitals use us as a branding tool and also to give back to people before they are discharged from the hospital, cardiac rehabilitation or respiratory. And so before they DC and they have training with their caregivers, they give them a CPR wrap. So there's so many places that you can actually use this product.
And how far? Chattanooga, Hamilton County, beyond?
Oh, beyond. We're international. I smile when I say that because I cannot believe it myself. We're all over the United States. We're in South Africa. We're in Europe. We just did a licensing deal with the country of Turkey. Yeah.
And what are you hearing from all these places who are now using this? What are you learning from them?
So I always tell people, I cannot wait. I hate to say this, but I mean, that's the ultimate validation is when one of those people actually use CPR wrap to save a life. That's what I'm looking for. But when they actually get the product, like we just signed on, we're getting ready to sign on another police department really soon. And his thing was, I cannot believe I did not think of this. I hear that all the time. This is a product that's so simplistic, but so needed. And they feel better. They're more empowered now that they have the CPR wrap.
How do you have to vary the product depending on where you're selling it? Because you say that you're international. That's where things like language come into play.
Right, right. And that was another great thing about the simplicity of CPR wrap is we can translate into any language. That's not a problem at all. We just verify the language because there's so many languages out there. We verify the language they want it in, and we do the printing on the wrap and the packaging. We just do our due diligence and see, you know, they don't use inches. They may use another type of measurement. So we just make sure we are aligned with whatever they need.
And I read that you gave a TEDx talk.
I did.
Tell me about that.
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. Okay, so I call myself an introvert. And now I'm not, of course, anymore, because I talk about this all the time. But doing that TEDx talk, it was just unreal. I was terrified, but I was so happy my children were out in the audience, you know, looking at me, rooting me on. And when I was done, because I actually did it at Baylor High School, and to see people come up to me, tears in their eyes, telling me, you know, how grateful that they are that I actually invented this and how it's going to save lives. It was like, I'm in heaven. And I'm so happy I was able to do it.
So what's next?
The skies cannot begin to stop what I have in store for CPR Rap. I mean, we want to take this into the stratosphere. I mean, as high as I possibly can. I want every home, business, vehicle, everyone. When you think of health and safety, I want you to think of CPR Rap.
And what help are you getting to spread this far and wide?
In the very beginning, I got great resources from SCORE of Chattanooga, CoLab, Launch of Chattanooga, and most recently, the Incubator and TechStars, because I just got back from TechStars last year. We did. Those were our first, I say, cheerleaders. And it didn't just stop when we started CPR Rap. It's carried over through our good times, through our bad times, and right up till today. And so those same people that I reached out to help me start this business are there today. And those are the people that are helping us get the help that we need.
And how big is the business at this point?
So we're still, of course, a small business, you know, just because we have some sales, you know, you don't hire everybody, you know. I had to learn that the hard way. But right now we have two full time, and we do have some people that we contract with. Like, we have three contract salespeople, people with press, PR. We're growing, and we're going to continue to grow.
That's a whole nother learning curve on top of the other learning curves that you've been on to make this a reality.
It really is. I said, you never stop learning. I'll never, because it's funny, there's a lot that I can tell people, and you know, because of what I've learned in the amount of time that I've had my own business. But I still am amazed with so much I don't know. And I'm taking it all in. So I'm going to forever be learning as long as I have a business.
And since this started with something that happened in your family, how has the family been taking this all in?
Oh, I know. This may seem kind of macabre, but when I was somewhere and this guy asked me, have you thanked your son? And I said, thank my son for what? He said, because he choked. If he would not have choked, you wouldn't have had this idea. And it was like, yeah, you're right. But they're looking at me with, I hope, and I know, they're proud of their mom. And that makes me feel so happy. I did not have anyone in my life that ever started a business or ever sold a business, ever did anything as far as business was related to. I'm the first. And I hope that I will not be the last. I know I won't be the last when it comes to my family.
Another way to be a role model.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where can people go online for more information?
You can go online to www.cprrap.com. To find out more, we have an amazing video that you can see that shows you how to perform the CPR with the CPR Rap. So they can definitely go there.
All right. Felicia, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.